שלום, אנחנו קוראים בספר פסח בעמוד 53 את איגרת.
We are reading from Baal Sulam's letter 10. You can find it on Kabbalah Media. info. Letter 10 from Baal Sulam. As always, you can ask questions on Kabbalah TV. Relevant questions may be aired.
Altogether, what we need to examine every day is the Kli and the light, meaning as directed as we are towards being in one desire, one intention, which is directed towards the Creator, to reveal the Creator. We need to work in that place, go to that place. Spirituality is where we're constantly being strengthened in our desires, to feel that all our desires are in one point. And in that one point, according to the extent in which our desires unite, that is where the Creator is revealed. So let's try to be each time more closer towards that feeling, to this standing every moment during the lesson, during the day, not to let go of that point, that this is what I want altogether. Please.
So we are in Baal Sulam's letter 10, in the second paragraph, second line, do what you can. Do what you can, and the salvation of the Lord is as the blink of an eye. The most important thing for you before you today is the unity of friends. Exert in that more and more, for it can recompense for all the faults.
Again.
Again, do what you can, and the salvation of the Lord is as the blink of an eye. The most important thing before you today is the unity of friends. Exert in that more and more, for it can recompense for all the faults.
This verse basically covers everything for us. Everything. If I don't know where to start, what to do, what to return to during the day, what I should think about any given moment, this sentence directs me from wherever I am to the goal. Yes.
It is said, an exiled disciple, his Rav is exiled with him. This was perplexing to our sages. For how can there be slandering in the Torah and work of the disciple to the point of expelling him from the domain of the Creator, especially once he is clung to a true teacher? They explained that when the disciple descends, it seems to him that the Rav has descended too.
These descents are a must to happen, because each time we need to discover our will to receive as worse and worse. And this is because we're advancing along the way. This is why each time we will feel that we're being rejected, meaning we're entering exile, into a disconnect between us and the friends, and to a disconnect between us and the Creator. To think of the Creator becomes harder at first when you're advancing towards the wisdom of Kabbalah. You can't let go. The thought is constantly in him and doesn't let me sleep. And he's constantly yearning and wanting, and then it's to the contrary. He goes through a certain point where things become calmer, he chills down, and it may even be difficult for him to think about it at all. He doesn't even know where to start the thought about spirituality, the Creator. As much as it is opposite to the way it was when he began this path.
And because it seems to him, therefore, it is really so that he cannot in that he can only enjoy his Rav to the extent that he assumes it in his heart. Therefore, all he has is a low and inferior Rav, such as he values him.
Meaning, if a person comes down from his spiritual state, then he appreciates his teacher less, his guide less, his friends, and the Creator eventually. That's considered coming down from his state.
ויקום מלך חדש על מצרים אשר לא ידע את יוסף.
The exile and enslavement in Egypt begins with the words, and a new king arose over Egypt, who did not know Joseph. That is, a new ruling appeared in the minds of each and every one, a newly made ruling since they fell from their previous degree. We have said that an exiled disciple, his Rav, is exiled with him. Thus, clearly they did not know Joseph. In other words, they attained him only to the extent that they valued him in their hearts. Therefore, they depicted the image of Joseph as they themselves were. Because of it, they did not know Joseph, and the enslavement began. Otherwise, the righteous would certainly protect them, and exile or enslavement would not be depicted to them at all. Their enslavement in Chomer and Levanim is explained. Mortar is the iniquity of the Chamor, by which one is sentenced for the thought. The bricks are the white repentance, when they are granted upper mercies and temporarily obtain upper light from the faith of the Holy Fathers and are whitened from their iniquities. However, it was not permanent, and because of it, they were incarnating and coming into every work of the field. Meaning continuation of hard work that concerns the rest of the mitzvot. Our sages said the intermediate both judge them. This is why that klipa is called Pharaoh, with the letters Pe, He, Resh, Ayin, initials of Pera, bad mouth. That is, the Malchut in Mochin is called Pe, mouth, meaning it's a resolution and consent not to break his word, and all that comes out of his mouth will be done. In the exile in Egypt, the ruling was that the above-mentioned bad mouth, and they returned to evil. Thus, although they were rewarded with some upper illumination from the first nine, it could not be absorbed in the goof, because of the bad mouth, the opposite of Pe of Kedusha. That is, the back of the neck was blocking the abundance that comes down from the Rosh, and sucked out all the abundance that began to come down for Israel. This is why no slave could escape Egypt, since Pharaoh put a great charm over the openings of Egypt, as our sages said.
I mean, this period was so unpleasant that a person gets the feeling that he's being drawn by all kinds of materialistic, corporeal pleasures. He lowers himself to a state where he was before, like in life, where he's drawn to all kinds of corporeal pleasures, food, sex, family, money, honor, knowledge, to all those in an excessive manner, or even to laziness, meaning not wanting to do anything at all. So there are those who complain that they get into series, where they start to consume nonsensical series of these, some South American soap opera observers and like that, they start complaining that they don't want anything but that. There's a certain foolishness, a stupor that comes like a cloud that settles on the heart and the mind, and a person enters into it and can be in it for a very long time. And that's the work of Pharaoh, where a person recognizes himself as to the extent in which he's managed from above and cannot emerge out of it at all. That means that he's in Egypt and cannot escape it. It's not yet. There's other states in Egypt that he can't escape. But this is the known state, one that stands out. Please. And
by this we understand the verse, and I know that the king of Egypt would not let you go except by a mighty hand. Through Moses, his servant, the Creator announced that no mighty hand or powers in the world would help with this evil klipa, as it surrenders only to the Creator. This is the meaning of I and not a messenger, and the meaning of and I will put forth my hand and strike Egypt, and I will grant this people favor in the eyes of the Egyptians.
Meaning a person can do many actions and trickeries and nothing will help him. Only through the group, when he yearns to the Creator and truly brings himself to the Creator and demands help from the Creator in a persistent and strict way, then that helps.
We finished the article so far. We can move on to the next article.
Meaning, what do we need to understand from here? That the Creator plays with us with these exercises in these ways, and during these exercises, in the middle of them, a person is enslaved to Pharaoh. He needs to feel this enslavement. But to feel doesn't mean that he needs to remain in it, but rather he needs to try as much as possible to exit it. But how does he do that if he's in enslavement? No one can run away from the control of Pharaoh. So in advance, he needs to make an agreement with his friends that they're all concerned with each other in the ten, and then the moment he's in it, he feels how the friends care and wants to awaken him and take him out of this hole that he fell into. And of course, the friends can also be in all kinds of states. That's why it has to be a commitment that a person on his own cannot do with others, but the others can. Hence, if one, each helps his friends, then eventually they can all escape this enslavement. That's one thing. Secondly, this work needs to be daily. I can seemingly examine my friend, but how do I know what's with him if I myself am in such a state? Therefore, all our work is to constantly care to the upliftment and care for the friends in the group, to see that their spirits are raised and make sure that they will be uplifted, and to the same extent they can care for me to be uplifted as well. And this is how we constantly sustain ourselves in a sense, descents, even though from above we receive descents and descents and descents. In the group we can do such relations between us that we won't feel the ascents apart and descents apart, but each time it'll be like left, right in such a way. And that's how we will advance quickly. Yes, questions? Oh, we have USA Northeast.
Hello, Rav. My question actually comes from the reading. So it says, that is, the back of the neck was blocking the abundance that comes down from the Rosh and sucked out all the abundance that began to come down for Israel. What does that actually mean, please? Thank you.
Can you repeat the question, John?
Yes. John, please repeat the question, yeah.
And it says, in the reading it says, the back of the neck was blocking the abundance that comes down from the Rosh and sucked out the abundance that became, that began to come down for Israel. What does that mean?
That all the light that should have come to the vessels of bestowal, because they fell to the vessels of reception, the vessels of reception due to that are grown and stop the advancement of a person. Other questions? Petah Tikva 8.
No.
Well, who's there? No question? None. Petah Tikva 2. There's no question either.
It is written that the Creator announced by Moses' servant that only by the mighty hand no other forces will be effective. What does it mean?
That there's an illumination, a thought, such a feeling inside of a person, where he begins to understand that eventually, from in order to receive, nothing else can take him out, but if he, through the group, will bind himself to the Creator. And that is the force that can battle the in order to receive of a person and bring him to in order to bestow.
Ita Arba. Ita
Four. Italy 4.
Queste ascese e queste discese che noi riceviamo dal Creatore individualmente.
The ups and downs we're getting from the Creator, they have the intention of taking us out of our personal ego and taking us into the personal, the ego of the group, so that we become a homogeneous group.
Also true, yes. To be with the group, even in the will to receive that's increasing, is preferential than being alone.
BBUK.
Много примеров, когда товарищи холодеют.
Hello, good morning, teacher. There are many examples where the friends kind of cool off. People who study for 10 or 15 years suddenly cool down, and then, you know, a person has to inspire the friends so they can use him and use it and keep studying and all that. Why doesn't it happen?
So that you'll have free choice. Eventually, the Creator doesn't want to obligate you to come to bestow. Rather, he awakens and doesn't awaken, and he gives you all kinds of possibilities and opportunities. And you eventually need to decide what you prefer, so that you won't come as servants who have no choice, that from all these troubles we come to bestow. Let's see, now there's this coronavirus upon you. So because of it, you're coming to bestow? Because of it, you're coming to connection? Or to other things? No, the Creator doesn't want that. If so, then to start with, he would make of us creatures that engage in bestow and not in reception. What's the difference? All together, the other half of nature. But he doesn't do that. Or want that. He gives us free choice. He teaches us this is this and this is that, good and bad, like we teach children. But after that, he gives us the possibility of choosing what to do.
So we basically have no more to do.
We can do many things, but only within the group. Because if it's outside of the group, then you're in the degree of animal. Still vegetative and animal. If you want to be in the degree of Adam, of one who resembles the upper force, then you have to reach the group, and in the group where you're doing actions, that's where you acquire the degree of speaking. That is, that you become above the degree of animal, above your instincts, the corporeal beastly instincts, and you begin to decide to work like the Creator in an act of bestowal. That's called the degree of Adam, who is resembling the Creator. That's why we have this study here. Like we learn in our world, a child, do this way and not that way, overcome this, do something against your will. You need to be educated, you need to behave nicely, and so on and so forth. That is, you're teaching him, and he perceives it slowly, slowly, receives it slowly, slowly, until he grows into it. But if you leave him, then a monkey will grow out of that, an ape.
Latin.
Gracias, Rob. La pregunta es, ¿cuál es la forma correcta de elevar el estado de ánimo del grupo?
Rob, the question is, what's the right way to raise the spirits of the group?
There's nothing greater than personal example. A personal example is actually the... He does it all. Try, and you'll see. Do it just in order to awaken the friends. Whatever you have doesn't matter. What state you're in is not important. Be like an actor, where you have to act before them in order to raise them.
Florida.
Yes. We know that this world is like garbage. We really don't want to deal with it. We don't want to be here, right? So what is it that's so compelling? What do I need to examine about this will to receive? Or do I need to examine? Do I need to just focus on bestowal and focus on the friends? Is there anything I have to look at in the will to receive? Do I need to examine something?
First of all, this world is not garbage. Actually, there is nothing bad, and there is nothing despicable in anything that's in nature, still vegetative, animal, and people. The Creator didn't create anything just redundant and unnecessary. And even the smallest of things has a value like all of reality, the whole general reality. Meaning you're either talking about an ounce of the tiniest despicable thing in your eyes, or you're talking about all of humanity and all of reality, all the worlds. It's truly at the same measure. If you put them on a scale, you'll see that they're the same weight. It all depends on the extent in which man can use it in order to sanctify the Creator, creation, the connection between man and the Creator, to the extent in which he uses it that way, but not that there's something that has any value on its own. That's why it's written, if you negate anything, it's from your own flaws. Meaning, if you can't use yet a bit of some matter or desire, then it's you that can't. It's a blemish in you. But at the end of correction, you will need all the intentions, all the desires, all the matters, all the worlds, everything. And specifically the lowest of things, that's where you will discover the greatest revelation of the Creator. But for the time being, you're kind of disparaging these things. You're saying, what are these things? I don't want them. They're distant to holiness. The fact that they're far or close to holiness, that's you now. You're negating it from your flaws. But later you will see that there is nothing bad and nothing that is despicable in reality. That it is all with great necessity needs to take on its place in the integral system. Yes.
So Yaniv sent us a piece from Peace in the World of Baal HaSulam. Anything in reality, both good and bad, and even the more harmful and damaging in the world, has a right to exist and must not be eradicated completely from the world. Rather, we just have to correct it and reform it. Because looking at any observation on the act of creation is sufficient to show us the wholeness of its creator. So we must watch out from casting any doubt on the wholeness of creation and say that anything is redundant, because that blemishes the operator, the creator.
Yes, truly golden words. What else? Well, Belarus, yeah.
Можно уточнить, пожалуйста, что значит изгоняется ученик и изгоняется учитель?
Rob, if we can clarify, what does it mean that the student is exiled and the Rav is exiled with him?
It's very simple. There are times in which you are in upliftment. At that time, also the teacher in your eyes is in upliftment. There are times where you're in a descent or a fall, and then everything, including the creator and the teacher, you think of not being of great value. It all depends on where a man is. Mac.
Да, доброе утро. Вопрос от товарища. Может ли товарищ получить помощь от...
Good morning. Question from one of the friends. Can a friend receive help from the ten if his intention in the work is to avoid suffering and pain in the corporeal life?
Yes, of course. Like it or not, we're thinking any given moment how to prevent suffering and torment in our corporeal lives. That's clear to us, and it's for sure. That's nature. We can't say, no, I don't care about anything. I just think about spirituality. In the next moment, you'll be shown what you're really thinking about and what you're really caring about. So it's certain that the group can help every single friend in any state, without any exceptions, in what we can be. The force of the group is capable of connecting every friend with the Creator in any state that will may be, and ask the Creator to help every single friend that needs, or that the group decides that they're asking for this friend, and addresses the Creator with it. Yes. Petach Tikva 34.
שלום רב, הקטע מדבר על כך ש...
Hello Rav, the excerpt talks about a new king that arose that didn't know Joseph, and he interprets that a new ruling appears in everyone's mind. Does it mean that if I think about something incorrectly, like you said before, then I have deviated from the path? One judges through his own flaws. So my question is, if I want to take this to a practical level, let's say I am angry at someone who didn't wake up in the tent or something like that, does anything I think of this way negatively towards others is a mistake?
You continue and you'll see how it works out. It's a little complicated to explain these things. You need to feel these things, and it'll work out. Continue. Ask me in, let's say, a week from now. I see that there are questions here, and I promise you to ask everyone, but let's move. Or do we have time? Well, Latin 6.
¿Cómo comunicamos dentro de la escena que la salvación?
How do we communicate in the tent in a way that salvation comes from the collective force? That we have to save each and every friend, or we have to save each and every friend individually.
Look, altogether, we don't say that this is how the Creator does, this is how the group does. We are lying by saying that. It's me who feels that the Creator does this. I feel that the group does this. I mean, it's not that it's happening, but rather I decipher it, I explain, I see that this is so. It seems to me that way. Therefore, there's a difference between what's happening and what I feel. And if I try to compare the desirable with what exists, then I advance towards the truth.
Haifa 3. Good morning, Rav. I have a question. When can we basically say that we have started the spiritual work? In what stage? What is that?
A person starts with spiritual work from the moment he is drawn to the wisdom of Kabbalah. He already begins, only that he's still, it's like saying about a child that was just born. Is he alive? Yes. Is he in our world? Yes. But how much does he participate in our world? He doesn't participate on his own, but those who birthed him and made this body, this little body, that's how it exists. So he's in the world, yes, but not on his behalf yet. We go through all kinds of states. It's not clear to us what we're doing, in what way we're existing, from where and to where. We're still being worked upon. And Kabbalists just advise us what you should do in order to emerge into states in which you understand more, feel more, where you are aware of what's happening to you. What will you do? So they say that there's nothing to do but to enter a group. And through the system called group, which is the Batsuf, the Neshama, the soul, you'll be able to examine exactly how much you're being operated upon, how much you are operating and how much you are operating. Being operated and operating. You have no choice. You need an independent kli to even resist being made an animal. Where you want to rise above the degree of animal to the degree of speaking. The degree of speaking means that you're included in the ten. The degree of animal you live on your own, and the degree of speaking you must have the group as your home, as your kli, as your body. That's the difference between a man and a beast. A beast is outside of connection, and man is in the connection. Very simple. And then, the wisdom of Kabbalah recommends, do this and this and this, and then you will reach the true reality, the feeling, perception, and in it you will be able to be incorporated and be a man. What's a man? That you will begin to feel and decipher what's being done to you in a way that's through the group. If it's through the group, it's already the degree of Adam. If it's not through the group, it's not the degree of Adam, it's a beast 100%. Hence, you can see the whole world, and everyone is resembles beasts. It's written about them that that's where they are. Where is the Adam? One who identifies with the ten, then he's incorporated in a system that's called Adam. A small system, the smallest of systems, but it somewhat resembles the system of Adam Rishon. Then it's called an Adam, a human. And that's why all of our work is to incorporate or include ourselves into a ten. And maybe another 5 or 10 years will pass, and you will hear during that time the same thing, and eventually you will agree. Eventually you will agree. It just all depends on when that will happen. Now, or 5, 10 years from now, or altogether in this lifetime or not. But you will have to do it.
Rob, there's a feeling that both me as an individual and also as a group, sometimes this concept of spirituality,
that's up to you. I don't want to talk about that. The fact that you have confusions, that's yours. Phenomena, legomania, I don't care. All that kind of thing. Don't philosophize here. I don't care about that. All this beastly life of this world upon earth is not important to me. The fact that you're immersed in that, that's up to you. I don't have such a thing. To me, it's very clear. What's not going through the ten is all a beast, and everyone resembles beasts. What I pass through the ten, through the group, and in the group relate to the Creator, that's spirituality. All those other things that you're of yours, leave to yourself.
Can I ask another question?
Latin 5. We can't hear.
Una pregunta, lo que la responda, por favor.
Hello, Rav. How do I promise, assure that my 10 will realize the daily advice that you're giving to us?
First of all, you need to accept your 10 as a perfect 10 that is in the end of correction. And you need to do an exercise with them that you're incorporated in them as if they're true angels. And everyone is in a corrected state. 100%. If you do an exercise like that, you will feel that you're finding them in such a way. Because one who negates does so in his own flaws. And you don't have in the ten anything more than what you depict in your corrupted vessels, of which ten you have before you. You are the one who's depicting reality.
Peter 1.
Здравствуйте, Раф. Подскажите, пожалуйста, что за сила такая?
Hello, Rav.
Почему мы не слышим его голос? Как нам
услышать? What is the force called Moses, and why don't we hear his voice? How is it possible to hear the voice of Moses? And I...
We don't hear the force of Moses because we're not directed towards rising above our egos. Moshe is the one that helps us and draws us ahead. Petach Tikva 17.
Shumim?
Ken.
Shalom, Rav.
Can you hear? Hello, Rav. It says here that no slave could escape Egypt because Pharaoh cast a spell over the exit from Egypt. So what is that state in the 10 where, like, what Pharaoh misses, he doesn't see that we're going to come out?
It says, if Pharaoh is missing, he kind of makes a serious face, seemingly, where he's really getting annoyed and doesn't give and he's cruel. All those things, if you accept this game correctly, you begin to see that there's no cruel in the king's house. And it all operates to your benefit, both the bad things and the good. You all of a sudden start to see that all the forces that operate in nature, to the extent in which these are threatening forces, cruel forces, and truly horrible, all of a sudden, they begin to be as limitations, not letting you fall, in order to advance you faster. And that's how it works. There is no cruel one in the king's palace. And this is how Pharaoh operates his wills, only under the condition that you're relating to them both in the right way, that both Pharaoh and the Creator are forces of nature which must come to you and help you if you want to truly advance towards love of friends and from it to the love of the Creator.
But why are we escaping in haste at night?
That's you running away because you understand that you have no possibility of dealing with your ego, but rather at the moment you just have to disconnect from it, to disconnect, to do like to block it. Do it. That's it. I don't have it. That's as if you're running away.
And what does it mean to come out in the night to this opportunity that there you can escape?
To connect, this is all degrees of connection between the friends. Try to enter it and see. And you will see that the friends are already ready for you over there.
Petach Tikva 18.
Is the feeling of reality as holiness will take us out of shame?
I'll tell you yes.
No,
because the question wasn't according to what we were studying either.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, good day.
Yeah, to you too. Tel Aviv one.
Following the question of the friend before Rachamim, in terms of good things and bad things, that we perceive everything as actions in a single system, not good or bad, and we don't, you know, raise our head too much when we feel good or lower our head too much when we feel bad. Is that part of the process? That's what I understood that correctly?
Yes, you could say that. Chavir?
Hello?
דבר, אנחנו רואים שאדם שעובד בעשירייה, החושים הפרטיים שלו,
We see that a person working in the ten, his personal senses become very sharp. What's the indication that he perceives and transmits through the ten and not through his personal vessel?
I can't say. How can you say that? According to what you identify in your vessels, to the extent in which it's directed towards the goal, to the extent in which to identify with the ten, to the extent in which all his desires are taken from the ten, to the extent in which his intentions, his actions are in order to strengthen the ten. That's how you feel. You feel that. Then you can say, how do I feel? You feel according to your vessels. It could be that you don't feel at all. Just like a small child doesn't feel what's happening amongst the adults, what kind of relationships are going on there. He doesn't grasp that. He doesn't have a feeling or the intellect for that. So slowly, slowly, we develop in a way that we can start to identify in our friends the extent to which they are connected to the ten, each to his ten or not. Moscow 6.
No.
Well?
Рав, Бааль Салам в письме пишет, не сможет он наслаждаться от своего учителя более чем...
Рав Бааль Салам writes that in the letter that one cannot enjoy his Rav more than he values him in his heart. So, what did Bala Salam mean here?
Bala Salam means that the teacher can be anyone towards the other, to the extent in which one respects the other, then he can be his teacher. A respectable person in my eyes, if I respect him, then I learn from him, he's higher than me. So, I learn. That's how it is altogether. And we need to check whether, in a sense, I appreciate the Creator, that's natural. In a descent, I don't appreciate Him, which is natural. And to the extent to which my ascents and descents influence my respect to the teacher or the lesser respect to Him.
זיכרון ון.
כן, בעל הסולם כותב שהעיקר זה אחדות החברים. מה זה אומר?
בעל הסולם writes that the main thing is the unity of the friends. What is it and how can we come closer to it?
Now I need to explain what the unity of friends is. You need to take the articles of Rabash, the first ones, and then you'll see what that is. Unity of friends, where we're trying to feel us all belonging to one desire, one thought, one goal. That's unity. What kind of question? Michael, let's continue.
So we're moving to the Pesach booklet, letter 14 from Bala Sulam. And we will read again letter number 14 from Bala Sulam.
Please.
This is the meaning of the words. This is the meaning of the words. One second. The one who did not bother in Shabbat, how will he eat on Shabbat? In the eve of Shabbat, how will he eat on Shabbat? Thus, all the lights of Shabbat are set up in lights that are gained during the weekdays. This is the meaning of 1,000 weekdays.
I mean, when we come to the light of Shabbat, which is called the light of the end of correction, that Shabbat is the state of the general correction. Therefore, our entire reality is divided to 6 days, seemingly, and to the Shabbat, where every day is 1,000 years. That's why we are now in the end of the sixth millennia. Let's say 5,800 or so, towards the number 6,000. 6,000 is already where we come to the Shabbat. And that's it. This is how we advance. So the weekdays are all those times that we did all kinds of corrections in. And the Sabbath, the Shabbat, is where we receive the filling to all the corrections that we prepared during the 6 days, the 6,000 years of our spiritual work. Please. By this you can understand the verse, come to Pharaoh. It's the Shekhinah in disclosure. From the words, and let the hair of the woman's head go loose, as it is written in the Zohar. The thing is, that to the extent that the children of Israel thought that Egypt were enslaving them and impeding them from serving the Creator, they truly were in the exile in Egypt. Hence, the Redeemer's only work was to reveal to them that there is no other force involved here, that I and not a messenger, for there's no other force but Him. This was indeed the light of redemption, as explained in the Passover Haggadah. This is what the Creator gave to Moses in the verse, come to Pharaoh. Meaning, unite the truth, for the whole approaching the king of Egypt is only to Pharaoh, to disclose the Shekhinah. This is why he said,
כי ברוחניות אין אותיות, כמו שהערכתי מכבר בזה. בכל הפריה ורבייה שברוחניות שורה על האותיות הנשאבים מהחומריות דעולם הזה, בסוד ובורא חושך, שאין כאן שום הוספה וחידוש, אלא בריאת החושך, שהוא מרכבה מותאמת, לגלות האור כי טוב. ונמצא שהשם יתברך בכבודו ובעצמו הכביד את ליבו. ולמה זה? כי לאותיות אני צריך. וזה עניין למען שיטי אותותיי וכולי, ולמען תספר וכולי. וידעתם כי אני הוויה.
טוב, כאן זה... כל האיגרת היא בעצם די פשוטה, רק היא בנויה על זה שהוא רוצה להסביר את זה לפי המילים, משפטים מהתורה. אבל סך הכל מה הוא רוצה להגיד? שבכל מקום מה שאנחנו רואים...
Wherever we see for against spirituality that are bringing us closer or further from spirituality, giving us darkness or light in our lives, it all comes from none else besides Him, which is done by the Creator in order to evoke all kinds of feelings, understandings that are opposite one another. Because specifically through a thing and its opposite, I begin to become more sophisticated, refined, and then I'll be able to come to understanding and recognition of all kinds of such impressions from creation in which I will be able to reveal the Creator. Because I reveal the Creator from something that is opposite Him, which is why I come out of, I've created the evil inclination, from the evil inclination, and develop it to come to the good inclination, to the extent in which my evil inclination clothes the good inclination, to that extent, I begin to feel the Creator according to the degree of equivalence. Now, all of these things he's explained to us, the extent in which they all come, also in bad, where I feel them, also in good, I accept them always from the Creator only, from the same source. Yes. We're continuing. This is the meaning of that after you receive the letters, meaning you understand that I gave and toiled for you, and the secret of do not move from behind, and observe well the posterior, the Choraim, for me, for my name. Then the abundance will do her thing and fill the letters, and the qualities will become Sfirot. Since before the filling, they are called qualities, and upon their fulfillment for the best, they are called Sfirot. Sapphire, illuminating the world from one end to the other. Which is the meaning that you may tell, I need all this for the end of the matter. Meaning, and you shall know that I am the Lord and not a messenger. This is the meaning of the 50th gate, which cannot appear unless the 49 faces of pure and impure appear in one opposite the other, in which the righteous falls, which is 49 in Gematria, before the wicked. That is, in such a way we attain spirituality, and altogether the things that we attain from a thing and its opposite. And that's how we advance. Meaning our entire feeling needs to be built on from darkness and light, light and darkness. And in that contrast between those two states, we begin to feel our reality and to find our way around in it. Petah Tikva 25. Rav, how can I tell myself there's no one else besides him in everything if I hear that there's also free choice? So there are states that you're not allowed to say that there's no one else besides him, and I have to say that it's my mistake that I did something? Are you going back to your stuckedness there again? And you have to nevertheless try to attribute everything to the Creator. And that He gives you an opportunity to straighten out your intellect and to say that there's no one else besides Him comes from Him. That's the beginning of my whole attitude towards reality. And all of reality is the Creator. And I, who receives now from the Creator, the connection, I need to know how I, through reality, connect to that source, to the Creator, which is none else besides Him.
Can I ask one thing more, Rob?
Well,
what to do? What is free choice then?
Free choice is in every single thing to try and find the Creator. And that's it. Kiev 1.
Hello, dear Rav. You said that in order to see the friends in spirituality and even in the final correction, is that it's something worth doing. And also, Baruch Sulam writes here that the qualities become sfilot. How can we best do it and approach it correctly?
To the extent in which you try in the group to unite all your states, you will start to see how your connections with the friends become sfilot. It's not simple work, and it's not from today to tomorrow that it will happen, but that's how it is. That is how it is.
Rechovot,
there's no one in Rechovot?
Can you hear me now? Yeah. So he says, before the revelation, they are called qualities. What is that?
Measures and values are those desires prior to being receiving their, through their filling, the right form, the true form. Not the form, it would be more correctly the right discernment. Tell me, you have a cup, an empty cup. And you have a cup that has, let's say, whiskey inside of it. And a cup that you have milk in it. And a cup that you have air in it. What's the difference between those cups? Your attitude towards each cup is different. But it's the same cup. Yes? Meaning, these are measures and these are sfirot. A sfira where there's already a filling in it. And then you're relating to the filling. And the measures are just 200 grams of a cup. Of what? There's not of what yet.
So the qualities are always when something's missing?
No, it's not that it's missing, it's just not enough. It's not sufficient. There needs to be a person who's relating to the measure and making it into a sfira.
And when we write about qualities of judgment, is that relevant?
Of course, yeah. Quality is a quality. It's a measurement. It's something that you measure. But what is it weighing? What is it measuring? It's like you're saying a 60-ounce cup. So what's the measure of what? That's what's important. So we're going to sing now.
Yeah, we'll sing a song.
Doesn't matter where you're from, nation, tongue, or land. Heart to heart we sing this song, marching hand in hand. One by one we're entering the palace of the king. Side by side in harmony we sing. Here we are embracing, we have gathered here again. Say goodbye to troubles, bid farewell to pain. Come and see your brothers, reach and touch your soul. On to him in happiness we go. You made it out, great, now you're here. You made it, and now there's no more fear. We made it, in love we fill our voice. All is one, we are ready to rejoice. You made it, how great now you're here. You made it, and now there's no more fear. We made it, in love we fill our voice. All is one, we are ready to rejoice. Yeah.